40. Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Your company this Wednesday afternoon when I know that you can't go anywhere, so you're stuck with us. You're with Irene and Mariska, so sit back, relax, pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You're listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. How are you? Wow, here we are. We're connected. We're not sitting in the same room, but we are connected.
Oh, you've got it going, have you? How wonderful. I just so love these techie things. Here we go. We're doing all these wonderful things. We're not in the studio. We're Zooming together.
It's marvellous how we can do this, isn't it? We're all in three different locations, and yet we can still record our radio show, which is fantastic. Quarantine in 2020 is definitely better than quarantine in 1920, that's for sure.
Gosh, it'd be interesting to see how we sound, how different we sound coming all from our own spaces. But absolutely, imagine way back when you just had to, well, how would you wouldn't even, you'd ring somebody, I suppose.
I don't know, maybe you'd send your carrier pigeon or something. I don't know. I was in 1920.
Well, look, let's face it, way back in those days, we just all did our own thing on our own properties and we weren't as connected as what we are today. So, you know, we wouldn't have even known the rest of the world was going through the same crisis as what we were.
It's crazy you think about how well globally connected we are now during this pandemic. We can see up to the minute correct data for all over the world. We can see exactly what's going on in every country. We have some sort of benchmarking system to see how we're going against, you know, how other countries are going. It's just, this is something that probably we've never experienced before in such a data hungry situation. So it's very interesting.
Yes, it is. And I think there's going to be a whole pile of new and very interesting things come out of it. I'm back in the era when we used to send letters to everybody around the world because there weren't any computers that you could just suddenly connect to like we're doing now. And so, like, I would send a letter. I'd be in Italy, say, and send a letter, and it would take anything up to a month to get to where it had to go. So when you made the phone call from somebody to finalise whatever business it was you were doing with that person, you had to make sure you'd given them enough time to have received the letter before you got the phone call.
And imagine if it was a pandemic, by the time, you know, the person got the letter and wrote back to you, lockdown would have all gone. You'd be thinking, what are they talking about?
So there wouldn't have been one. There you go. There wouldn't have been one because nobody would have known that there was one. There would have just been all these dead people in different countries.
Well, it's crazy you think about the last sort of big pandemic like this was swine flu. And, you know, that happened in our lifetime, but this has somehow been so much bigger than what swine flu has been. I think social media has a big part to play for that. And technological advances. It's such a crazy time we're living in at the moment. How's everyone coping with lockdown? Are we doing well? Mariska, your miniature ponies, are they getting out and about?
They are, actually. So, you know, I am extremely lucky where I am. Obviously, I can go out for a walk. We've got 10 acres, so we've got plenty of space to walk in. We've been catching up on a few jobs around the place, which is great as well, but been digging up the garden, getting all this stuff. Well, see, my challenge here too is we're extremely dry. We've had no rain where we are, so we decided the other day we'd dig up the garden and get everything out that we could. So we've been, you know, kumara and then loads of kumara, which was awesome. But then also thinking ahead and just thinking, what are we going to need for winter? But and just in the garden wise, so yeah, well, no, we're very, very lucky where we are. But as we know and as we discussed before, renovations did not quite get finished when the old lockdown came. So we still don't have a bathroom. So we're outside. And the other day, actually, there was a moorpork watching me from the tree. And I thought, well, how special is that? The poor old moorpork probably thought, my God, what's that big white tunny far down there, you know? But, you know, this is where we're showering outside. And so, you know, it's great that the weather is great. But otherwise, no, we're pretty happy, actually. One office upstairs has been where my normal office is, and downstairs hubby's kind of set his up on the kitchen table. So we're lucky we've got that space. And yeah, so just quite enjoying it.
I'm still going with more pork.
I know, isn't that fantastic? Yeah. And it's because there's been some quite early showers, because obviously with Zoom, and I'm sure many of our listeners out there are experiencing, it has become the big thing, whether it's Zoom or MS Teams or whatever it is, whatever platform you're using, suddenly you still are at work, you still are meeting. So, you know, you've got to look at least half good if you've got your video on.
If you at least wear pants.
Yes.
How do you recommend the wearing of pants?
How about you, Irene? You just moved, actually, not long before the lockdown, so kind of, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was in October, so I had, you know, nearly 6 months to get used to the local area. But, yeah, it's been pretty marvellous for me. I think one of the things I've enjoyed the most is no pressure, you know, sure, I've lost my business. I don't have a business. I don't have any income. I can sit here and cry about that, or I can say, hey, for the first time in years and years and years, no pressure. I've got all this time to just do things and do it at a leisurely pace. In fact, so leisurely that after the first week, I decided this is ridiculous. 5 kgs on, big fat tummy, no way of getting into half my clothes. I mean, it's amazing how quickly, just by beaching around and doing nothing, that you can actually put weight on. So I decided that I had to have a little bit more discipline. So I did get the alarm clock all fired up with various warning calls every now and then to go and do something else. So now I'm into this major exercise and fitness program, and I've got the... I've take the Les Mills yoga classes on Sky, which means I can go back and back and back, you know, stop it, go back, stop it, go back. And during one of those classes, I realized at just how seized up I was. I mean, it's so hard to get all the joints and that working again when you've been just being a lounge lizard. That's the only thing with getting old is you can't just be a lounge lizard. I mean, there's so many repercussions of doing that now. And so after feeling like a pretzel, I finished that, and now I've got all these other classes that I'm doing through YMCA and all the rest of it, and going for runs and going for walks. And so this week it's going to be a week of fitness, 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 and house cleaning.
Oh, you can come over here and do house cleaning. No, you can't.
You're not allowed. You're not allowed. No bubble breaking. No bubble breaking.
No. Absolutely, you're right. No bubble breaking. Actually, we haven't. We've been down to the shop one. I just went down to the dairy actually once, just to get some extra milk and bread. But I don't want to go out there actually. I don't want to join those queues. I don't see why. But do you know what did happen? And again, we're very lucky because we have a big freezer. And I know a lot of people don't these days. But what I did read in the Herald a couple of days ago, that suddenly the price of freezers shot up from the 1st of March till now. So obviously everybody was thinking we need a freezer for we need food. What I have put in my freezer, however, is milk. And then someone I was talking to the other day said, did you just tip a little bit of milk out before you froze it?
Yes.
Yeah, nah.
Okay, so we have milk all through our freezer.
not yet. So I'm hoping that when I did with the second lot, but hopefully this one has had enough room in it so it could freeze. Yeah.
Well, it's not so bad if you find it does all burst its bubble, because it just freezes solid like ice cream and you just scoop it up like ice cream.
Just
so it's not like it's all liquid or anything. I mean, it's well, you can put it in and use it for your baking. So, yeah, it's no big deal.
Baking? You're talking about baking with me, Irene? Although what I did try, do you know, this time of the year, oh, I can see Anne-Marie's face. She's into baking. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about baking with Anne-Marie in a moment. I did attempt to make some green tomato chutney, because obviously at this time of the year, your tomatoes are not ripening like they normally do. And I thought, got all these green tomatoes. I'll attempt some chutney. Right. Good old Mariska. Yeah, I'm sure I've got all of that stuff in my cupboard somewhere. Well, of course, the kitchen stuff's everywhere. So I needed brown sugar. No. Okay. Well, we'll use raw sugar instead. It asked for sultanas. No. Oh, well, I'll try raisins instead. So who knows what it will quite taste like anyway. But I think I'm going to get some comment from Anne-Marie. She's laughing away there. You're a baker, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good girl. What have you been baking?
So we follow the ketogenic diet, so baking for us is a little bit different. We use coconut flour and almond flour in place of regular flour, but I think since we've been in lockdown, my husband's just baking some cookies now. Another batch of cookies. I made, you know, those Whittaker's peanut slab ice creams that everyone's been raving about?
No.
On keto, you can't obviously have sugar in normal ice cream, so I made some of those.
Just interrupt, honey? What's a keto diet?
Keto is low, very low carb, very high fat. So it puts you into a state of ketosis, which is where you burn fat for energy instead of glucose. So it's just changing the way your body works. So there's a whole bunch of different benefits that maybe we can have another show on keto. But, yeah, can't have sugar on keto and can't have carbs. So the ice cream bars were out. So I made them. So we've got that. We've had caramel slice. We've had brownie. We've had pretty much anything I can get my hands on.
Sounds brilliant. And I loved hearing that magic word. My husband is baking cookies. I mean, that's just, hey, listen, I saw this. I'm changing the subject again like I always do. But I got this, one of the things that happens a lot at the moment is everybody's sending all these jokes all the time, you know, on Messenger and all over the place, I'm getting all these jokes. And one of my girlfriends sent me this joke, and it's got this video, and this guy, he's going through the house and he checks a washing machine and it's working, and he checks the dryer, it's working, the oven's working, all the appliances. He goes through every single appliance in the house and checks them all. And I'm thinking, what's this guy doing? You know, I mean, what is he checking the power or what is he doing? And at the very end, he turns around and he says, I don't see why my wife's bored. Everything's working. Just loved it, eh?
That is pretty cool. Well, I'd love to have a whole lot of appliances that are working, but that's quite cool. But baking, yeah, no, I'm not a baker. I just don't enjoy it.
Oh, really? I thought you did. Well, actually, I don't either, so there you go. Anne-Marie, you're baking. You're our baker. I've been baking for years and years and years and years and years, being a chef, and, yeah, it's never, ever been my
no.
I'd like to do fresh fruit things and bake.
Yeah, Oliver, my husband's mum, she was a chef for many, many years, and she would way rather do cooking than baking, I think. Some people have a preference either way, so.
Yeah.
I'm way more of a baker. I think it's more like methodical than opposed to like you having to know what works with what.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I love, absolutely, and still do love baking bread and all different sorts of breads. And I even used to bake my own crumpets and that. There was one boat I worked on, which was a French family, and they wanted their own baguettes and crumpets and croissants and everything. So I'd spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours making all this pastry and all this. This sort of put me off bread making, but actually tell you the truth, that boat. Particularly when you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do it all, and you'd have this wonderful breakfast out on this boat in the morning, and they wouldn't eat it. They had Eggs Benedict instead, and all your baking had to be thrown out, and the next day you had to bake it all fresh day. So it's like, nah, I'm over this.
Well, I think for our listeners out there, we'd love you to share some of your little baking tips with us and some of those great recipes. I think we'll get Anne-Marie to put the ice cream one up there. That'd be cool. But just while you're thinking about what recipes you're going to share, let's just take a small break and we'll be back with you shortly. Obviously doing a lot of baking. Well, I'm doing a lot of baking, but are we doing a lot of Netflix binging as well? Netflix
is... Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. I've got a list a mile long.
What's top of the list? What's top of your list at the moment?
Oh, I'm watching it at the moment.
How are you? Wow, here we are. We're connected with...
Enemy at the Gate.
Enemy at the Gate. What's that about?
It's about the Russian... It's about World War One, I think it is, and it's Jude Law. He's acting as a Russian sniper, and it's an amazing movie. It's just incredible, and it's incredible how they just get everything so right, you know, about the things that happened back then, and they have it all chronologically beautifully sorted, and it's an incredible movie. You have to watch it. That's Enemy at the Gate.
That's Irene's number one recommendation. My number one Netflix recommendation is Tiger King, which seems to be the most popular thing that everybody is talking about at the moment, and it is just insane. They're putting out another episode this week. So they filmed and put the series up, but they're putting a new episode up this week. It is just the craziest thing I have just ever watched in my entire life. It's just wild.
I'll have to go back and have another go at it then, because I did actually start watching it, and I watched it for about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, and I went, nah.
You have to keep going. It just, you every single episode you sit there and it's just like your just mouth is just open and you're like how is this real? Like how is this actually happening? And it's just the craziest thing. And then all the like memes and like Facebook jokes and stuff about it, it's just crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. You have to watch.
Is that about that guy that's been in the newspaper lately that he's disappeared or something, or nobody knows where he is? Or?
No, they know where he is. I don't want to spoil it. They know where he is, though. His name is Joe Exotic, and he had the largest privately owned collection of tigers in North America, which was crazy.
And he lives up to his name, Mariska. Yeah. Joe Exotic. You can imagine what sort of guy he looks like, okay, just from his name. And that is exactly what he looks like.
He's a gun-toting, mullet-wearing, redneck, gay man who owns lots of tigers. So you can see the insanity of what would potentially come out of it is just wild.
And he's having a big controversy with this other woman about also got tigers.
Just crazy. Another one of my, this is actually on Neon, recommendations is the McMillions, which is about the McDonald's fraud that happened for about 15 years in the US. That is also very, very good. I recommend that one as well.
Wow.
The McMillions, was it? Okay.
McMillions, yeah. It's on Neon. It's very good. It's a good series to watch. They released the findings of this FBI investigation about 2 or 3 days before 9/11. So everything got buried, and so nobody even knew about it. And it is just, it's crazy as well. I seem to like these documentaries that are just absolutely insane, just like twists and turns at every corner.
Well, I just watched one. I mean, this whole thing, Netflix, Neon, there is so much. There's no way anybody can get bored if they just sit in front of their TV all the time. But no. I just watched one that a friend sent to me this morning, and he's a friend that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. So I thought, okay, I'll go in and have a look at this. And it's another conspiracy theory about the coronavirus, you know, and it's this woman walking around with a bunch of people actually walking around all over the states, you know, through Miami, through New York, over in Seattle, etc. Well, that's not the United States, but you know what I'm talking about. And taking photographs of various different hospitals and everything and saying, look, there's no queues here, there's nobody in the, this is all just a conspiracy series, so and so. So I'm sitting there looking at this and I'm going, I've always trusted my friend's judgment. I don't trust his judgment anymore, you know, because it was just too bizarre, you know, that you can have this thing that's right around the whole world and they're going through the state saying it's all just a conspiracy theory, nobody's sick, there's no cues, there's no virus, there's no nothing, and I'm going, no. But there is so much of that going on. I mean, you can just totally, I'm not going to use the words that my nephew used, but you can totally be brain da-da-da by just watching all this crap that you can access nowadays. I mean, you just don't know what's true and what's not true, what's real and what's not real. It's just amazing.
Are we in the Matrix, do you think?
Yeah, there you go. Like Matrix, you knew it wasn't real.
The craziest thing to me is I've been watching the live updates, you know, the Jacinda gives you an update and you can broadcast it straight to your living room. And, you know, the Director General of Health have been doing it. And the comment section of the New Zealand Herald or Radio New Zealand, I think that's where people's brains go to die. It's just crazy, crazy commentary, 5G, all these different, maybe this is a topic for another day, conspiracy theories, just insane. But
this 5G is really doing everybody's head in, isn't it? It's crazy. Totally doing everybody's head in. So many people are so worried about this in so many aspects. My whole thing is, oh, for goodness sake, do we really need it? If it's going to cause people so much stress, do we really need it? Why don't we just forget about it, you know? And
it's just, you know, crazy. Stay safe, ladies. Stay at home. If you go to the supermarket, wear your gloves.
And then we'll expect some examples of letter writing from Irene. So, you know, when 5G explodes and everything else, we can go back to all of our letter writing. Well, that's it. That's all we've got time. As Anne-Marie says, stay in your little bubble, stay safe. And I hope your bubble is just as happy as all of our bubbles. We'll see you the same time, same place next week. We speak.